Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hoff, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in with us today, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopped, and we are so blessed to have our guest today, Dr. Vivian Moore Gray, an anointed pastoral therapist and financial advisor, to come and talk to us about this provocative conversation about the phenomenal family, the family that God wants to be seen in the marketplace and in the communities and in every arena of life today, so that men may see his good works and glorify him that is in heaven. And so today I want to invite Dr. Gray to Voice of Destiny and ask you, how you doing today, Dr. Gray? Is there still hope for your story?
There's still hope for my story, and I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
Amen. Well, thank you very much for coming and sharing the wisdom and the life that God's given you. We've been talking about family, and I wanted to, you know, to help our listeners to understand how families come in different shapes and sizes. God had an ideal model that he set in place, which was the husband and the wife, the mom and the dad in a home, where they will be able to be taught and have modeled the principles of the kingdom. But because of the realities of life and circumstances around us, this is not the shape of many families today. But God still has a story for them. God still has hope for every family, no matter what their shape is. It could be a grandparent leading the household, leading the family. It could be a single dad, a single mom. It could be whatever shape that your family is in right now. But God has an absolute plan to take your family from where you are to where he's called you to be. And so I wanted to find out from you, Dr. Vivian, what's been your story, and what is it you think God's heart is for families today?
Well, my story is I was very fortunate to be able to grow into a home with both mother and father with mm-hmm. Southern backgrounds, but yet mm-hmm. a different faith. My mm-hmm. father was a member or the community of the Church of God in Christ with a Pillar Ground of Truth, and my mm-hmm. mother was grew up Southern Baptist.
Wow, and that sounds like my household, because my grandfather came from that same organization, and my mother was a Baptist.
Right.
And so that's very interesting. I see I'm getting the flavor of your household now, so go on.
Right. And so, but in that household, there wasn't division when it came to denomination, because both of them loved God and they taught us how to love God and how to seek God. So mm-hmm. I had a strong background with prayer and Bible mm-hmm. studies. Mother mm-hmm. was a Sunday school teacher and over the wow. children's department in the Baptist church, and my father served as a deacon and mother as a deaconess. So I had mm-hmm. a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, how a family should be formulated and how a family should work together to stay together. Because as you know, there are many challenges in families, you know, mm-hmm. from the original intent where God wanted, made it man in his image, but he also wanted man to pursue and occupy, be that mm-hmm. example he set for Adam and Eve before the foundation of the world in the Garden of Eden. And so my parents worked for that. Was it easy? Mm. No. Different backgrounds, different dynamics. That affects families, even if you're saved.
Yes.
Whether you're like-minded. But the tenacity that they had to keep families together is quite different from the trend of today. They watered, a lot of them in the South came from plantations. Some were uneducated as far as what all compared today to then, if you got a ninth grade education, that was considered as high as you can go. Mm-hmm. But yet, they loved God. They worshiped God. And they lived within their means. I believe that the trend of today, even in mixed families where there are stepchildren and stepparents, it to be God-focused for it to be a mandate that God has set, and God must be the center focus point of that family.
Yeah. Well, Scripture tells us in Genesis 18:19 for concerning Abraham, for I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised. The way that we're raising our family is a condition, you know, of the promise that God's promised. God has put before our families to be the head and not the tail. But if we do not raise them, train them, mobilize them, equip them in a way that leads to that promise, then many times families will miss it, and they'll live a mediocre life. They'll manage through, but they will not be able to excel to the highest levels that God has in store for them. So I ask you, Pastor Vivian, what is one of the signs of a family that is being phenomenal? A family that's living north of average.
Well, a family that's living north of of average is that family that is based their life on the word and the instruction and principles of God, applying those principles and being that example of Christ. Mm-hmm. So when children, let's say a model, us as role models in Christ, when that child's the role model, and if the child is in Proverbs, it says you train up that child in the way he should go. When it grows old, it won't depart from it. We must be that role model for that child, and we must teach decisions that they make will determine their reward, whether now or in the future. So with this trend to be today is solving problems in areas of communication, you know, of finances. This is an instantaneous generation. We have to slow it down some, and the core of the foundation of family, it has to be taught and caught. Role models, instructions, more instructions. And I think that the church communities and the communities would band together and partner together, we could change the system of the instant gratification of the crippling of the family by being those positive role models beyond the pastor or the mother or the father, grandparents.
This seems to be a common thread when I talk to phenomenal families, is that each of these families had to come to a place where they decided that God is God in their family.
Yes.
God's word is the law for their family, a law that will be observed, a law that will prosper them, a law that will convert their soul as they're growing and maturing, because the more knowledge of God's word that we have, the more we're able to live a life that's more in line with what his intent is for our lives. Let's continue to talk about this after our destiny break, because I think understanding that this is a starting point for families, what is step number one, step number two to us developing a flight plan to make sure that we get to those places that God has called for us?
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. We want you to know that our mission here is to empower you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. This conversation is available to you on the Voice of Destiny online.com. At voiceofdestinyonline.com, our radio online station that will carry this message to you 24/7. And we've been talking with Dr. Vivian Gray, the founder and visionary of New Beginnings Life Ministries, who is a Christian therapist and financial advisor that really has a lot of wisdom to help families to find their strategy. Now, we were talking, Dr. Vivian, when we left, that most of our phenomenal family, one of the first things they learned to do to get on the pathway to where God wanted them to be in life was to establish that Jesus was Lord over their home. And that was like the beginning spot. Once we've discovered that Jesus is Lord of our, not just our Savior of our family, but the Lord, where does the family go from there in order to fully realize the potential that God has ordained for them?
Well, I would say three steps. Reflect the image of God. You can know about God. Mm-hmm. You can know of God. But those that implementations of God's word must be embedded into the family, whereas because we were created in his image, we must reflect mm-hmm. his. And when you think about the definition of mm-hmm. reflecting, it is to, and the second meaning is to prevent passage of or cause to change direction. In other words, God has set the blueprint for man, for women, and the children. Mm-hmm. I would say mm-hmm. the first would be to reflect God's image, his ways. Mm-hmm. King David said, "Lord, teach me your ways from precept mm-hmm. to precept," in mm-hmm. Psalm. We have to mm-hmm. know the word, because the word is a lamp to our feet and a mm-hmm. light to our path. And in mm-hmm. the image of studying God and modeling God, the word that's been tested and tried, mm-hmm. the children will take on that same mandate of God. And the second step, I would say, would be to reproduce children into mm-hmm. God's like. Does it take work? Yes. It takes planning. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. takes organization skills, because children mm-hmm. catch what they see.
This is true.
They catch mm-hmm. what they see. Okay, when we teach them how to model God, that it would be in prayer, trust, seeking God for directions, and even when they get stuck and they don't know which way to go, they need that agape love that God gives us. As parents, mm-hmm. they need godly disciplines. They need godly morals, Father, mm-hmm. to model by them and others in the community. How we fall short in the body of Christ is oftentimes Christian parents don't have godly models for the children to follow. So they wear a different mask. They wear one thing at home and another at church. And
We were talking about that, and I was talking to my son Daniel about that. Said, my oldest son is 25 years old, and I'm always teasing him. I said, "Look, my grandfather clock is ticking. When are you going to find a wife so I can start having some grandchildren?" And he's like, "Dad, God knows what he's doing." And he was saying, "Look, you know, I'm looking in the church, and I see all these young fathers my age. I'm like, wow, what a responsibility that is." And we had an incident in our family where, you know, I know people don't believe this, but one morning, me and Pastor Millie had this horrible argument about direction. You know, I wanted to go one way, she wanted to go another way. And I was so mad, she wasn't on time, so I left her. I got in the car, got all the kids, and I left her with the church. And it was a huge argument. I was thinking, Lord, I've been such a horrible example to my children, you know, and, you know, what in the world, how do I explain this behavior, you know? We weren't physically fighting, but we were having a disagreement. And on the way home, my son said to me, "You know, Dad, you know, when I grow up, all the kids in the car, I want to have a marriage like you and Mom's." I was like, what? I said, why? You know, after this huge argument we just had, right? And he said, "Because I know that, you know, no matter what the disagreements are, at the end of the day, we're going to be friends. We're going to be back together again." And I was like, wow. I was like so convicted. But a message was given to me that, look, you know, more stuff is caught from YouTube that I get than what's taught. And so the whole idea, the importance of us be able to model to our kids not only our successes, but how do we manage our struggles and our failures? I think this is an important script for our children to be able to learn from us, because when they get into real life, real marriage, there are going to be challenges and difficulties and troubles that they're going to have to face, and they need to be able to see the fullness of truth in operation in our life. So when you're talking about that image, how we see ourselves, how mm-hmm. we build the identity in our children by the precepts of God's word, not only what we taught but what we practice, I think is really important to our children's ability to manage the life that God's given them.
Well, you know, Dr. Daniel, the scripture that comes into mind is to teach our children to serve the Lord at everything that we say and do as is unto the Lord. And we need to be transparent when it comes to our children to teach. Mm-hmm. So when we fall short, we need to say, I'm absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the Lord to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And if you need to tell them how you got there,
yeah.
what happened. So they'll be able to recognize the signs and possibly through our teaching that they won't go there. But if we can't transparent parents or role models, there's a problem within us.
Yeah.
None of us are perfect. Jesus had to die for us because we weren't perfect. So what are we telling our kids when we mask and don't show them our flaws? Does God love us any less? No. But we need to be truthful. These are the things that you're going to encounter, that you have two personalities to your sons and daughters. I have a personality, or your husband and wife has a personality, and you have a personality. How I deal with things may be totally different, or situations that arise. But you are who you are, and you must remember that you are to mirror Christ.
Yeah. Well, one thing that came out of that is that we all learned as a family to take the information in from the situation, because the Bible tells in Proverbs that we perish for lack of knowledge. One thing we discovered, that one of us in that situation was fighting some physical symptoms that made us more, you know, likely to be argumentative. And we discovered out of that, looking to God to solve this problem, that there was something physically going on with one person that was in this union that needed healing. And it made them, you know, more prone or likely to engage in strife because of the state, a chemical state they were in. And so that was a great lesson for us to learn from that as we went to God and we got forgiveness from each other, and to be able to say to our kids, okay, you know, this is our vision, this is our flight plan, because 90% of good families gets influenced to get off a track 90% of the time, but it's through the integrity of the flight plan that God gives them that allows them to move on and to actually get to where God has called them to. So we talked about these three things that you thought. Can you repeat those three things? And we're going to take a destiny break, and we're going to come back and build on the importance of having a backup plan for the rainy day, because the rainy day will come. The rainy day will come.
The three things that I mentioned were: we must reflect God's image.
We must reproduce
children in the likeness of
children.
God. And we must reign in spiritual warfare. We must teach them how to protect themselves through spiritual warfare.
So let's talk about that when we get back from this destiny break.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at YICenter.com. That's YICenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. We are blessed to have as our guest today Dr. Vivian Moore Gray, pastoral therapist and financial advisor, founder of the New Beginnings Life Ministries in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And I want to encourage you guys to access her ministry life, especially those that are in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Her website is newbeginningslife.org. That's newbeginningslife.org. And we've been blessed to have Dr. Vivian to talk to us about the phenomenal family. And Dr. Vivian, we were talking about the reality that 90% of the time, most families, like an airplane that is pursuing a destination, is influenced by the elements around it to get off track. But it's through a vision that God will give every family You know, Noah's family had a vision, and it was to build that ark. Abraham's family had a vision, which is was to find the promised land, you know, and to bring the Christ child through their line. Every family has a vision. The Adam and Eve family, they had a vision for taking dominion over the earth, multiplying, you know, colonizing the planet for God. God had put before each of these families an inspiration. And once we discovered what that inspiration, the battle was on, because once you know what your assignment is, then that's when the devil is willing to invest his warfare resources to interrupt or to stop or to defeat you. Because those of us that don't have vision for ourselves individually or as a family, our life hasn't begun to count yet, because we can't even count the gains or the losses, because we do not know where that destination is. And so with this in mind, we are aware that when God puts a family on a course, there is going to be a certain amount of warfare that's raging around that family. So what should a family include in their flight plan to Dr. Vivian, to prepare for those times and those moments and those seasons where there's battle?
Well, in Genesis 1:28, it states that God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and numbers, fill the earth and subdue it." There must be a plan, a strategic plan for the growth of your family and developing your family, using the word of God as a weapon against the enemy. Will distractions come? Yes. Will mayhem come? Yes, it will. Will May Days come? Yes. But how we model and how we fight as parents, teach our children how to fight. And in prayer and in the word, knowing the words, we are stewards of all of our resources that God gives us. So yes, therefore, we were talking about the copy of the representation of God. See, and there must be unity in the family between the husband and the wife and the children. When the children can see that there's unity between the husband and the wife with Jesus, then they come in and play their part. Will Satan try to do things to separate you? Yes. You have to discern as parents what's going on and teach children discernment. This is happening because they need to be taught that. And they need to be able to recognize what's right, what's wrong, what's evil, what's good, what's righteous, unrighteous. And those words need to be used and profound. And they need to know everything is not about this earth. We live in this earth, yes, but we are not to seek the things of the earth. We are to seek God and his ways.
And so what we mean by seek, we are not to make those things our priorities.
Right.
Because sometimes those things are the tools. But when we are aware, and our kids are aware of the battle and the nature of warfare, that there's more to this world than what we can see, smell, taste, and that we need to relate to it, the first place I have tried to do with my kids is to talk to them about, teach them about prayer. And I communicate prayer to them as a form of communication, not just the asking for a bunch of stuff. We need to be talking out to God. Well, this is going on. What could this mean? You know, Lord, you know, what does your word say about this? What is the season of this? Teaching our family how to have communications, you know, with God. What have you advised some of your clients in this area in terms of developing that conversation?
Yes. And that way you're teaching your children to follow God's plan, not theirs, along, because you are following God's plan, the original design before the foundation of the world of what each family's responsibility or assignment is to be completed within the earth realm, that God gets the glory out of your lives.
Yes.
We push, I call the celebrity mandate, the football, the professional balls, everything that is pertaining to money, and that money are the ways of the world, and the ways of the world is not a solid foundation. We oftentimes, you know, we look at prosperity as things, the big mansion, the Mercedes-Benz, Bentley, or but God says that the needful thing is for us to do is to seek him and get the fullness of him with the wisdom, with the power, with the knowledge. Because when you have wisdom of God and you can apply it properly, your child will be successful. That family will be successful. That family will be in peace no matter what storms may come or sense that happened. When we know how to fight sickness, we know how to cast out the devil, just mm-hmm. like the same power that he gave the disciples in Matthew 10. It's, we mm-hmm. have it too. Every believer mm-hmm. has it.
Yeah.
You.
Well, we definitely need to learn how to put the source of right and wrong back in God's hands. When
yes.
Adam and Eve fell in the garden, what was right and wrong, Satan transferred the source of that to the system, the failed system that we're talking about, to the devil's system instead of to God's system. And this is where Adam lost his mental capacity, you know, his peace of mind. You know, immediately we started seeing the deterioration of his mindset when he and Eve fell in the garden. And so as believers, we need to make sure that in our flight plan that we include an intentional plan of making God the source of right and wrong. How can families do this for their children and their adult children? Because we have children of all ages. How do we put that source of right and wrong back into God's hands?
How we can put it back into God's hand is through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We can pray the word of God over our children, and it will not return void. You know, mm-hmm. God commends us to walk by faith and not by sight. And a lot of things that we see operating in families today, whether single moms, single dads, or both parents, the negative of the world, I have experienced mm-hmm. phenomenal results just through prayer and mm-hmm. operating through the apostolic of casting out demons,
mm-hmm.
introducing them to Christ, leading them and teaching people, impartation, mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it the way Christ did it when he took the first 12. He mentored, he imparted, he instructed, and he empowered them. We are mandated to do the same thing. And from the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sent Adam, he said, well, the woman you gave me did this. We need men to stand up and take responsibility again as the head family, as the priest of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are homes. And even if that man is not in a home, be the man for that child, that priest for that
mm-hmm.
child, or that woman. Whatever you have, work with whatever God has given you, and this society will be turned around. There must be a prophetic voice for the people, speaking for the people on the people's behalf. Daniel did it in the Old Testament. Jesus did it in the New Testament. Paul did it. In the New Testament, we have to take a stand, too, and say, you know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I know you sanctified. We need to speak it. I know you sanctified, because where
mm-hmm.
one is saved in the house, the whole house is saved. We need to speak it prophetically.
Yes. Well, we're gonna honor that truth and just celebrate the fact that Daniel gave us some advice, and that was that they that know their God shall be strong and do great and mighty exploits. Brothers and sisters, we thank you for tuning in to the Voice of Destiny show. I'd like to thank you, Dr. Gray, for sharing your great wisdom with us. And I got to tell you that God's looking at raising up families who would volunteer, a volunteer force of families that would be royal priests, a holy nation that would show forth his praise to the way that we live our lives for God and our families. And brothers and sisters, remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hunt. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.